Blog Talk Radio.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right? Right. Do it.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Eloheinu Har Kodesho. יפה נוף משוש כל הארץ, הר ציון ירקתי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו, רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ורוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש, כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו, אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע, דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך, כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על קצווי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Psalm 48.
מזמור ממחת, שיר מזמור לבני קורח.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever,
Andenya Kasenyo Iska Arb Baluta Kenoch Zawater Yemi Bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam Lanchi Hun Inatachin Kavrit Beta Christian Gidda Gdauchish Bepazion. In kwe yetegetu nacho. Salam lanchi yihun inatachin kubrut beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter first now, cause you have to jump on this here bus. Zion born, right?
Right.
Do it.
مزمور 47 بقنف 48 በሁለተኛ ሰንበት የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉስ ከተማ ነው እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ ደነገጡ ታወቁ መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ ኢዮንን ክበቧት በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ አዳራሿን አስቡ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል
Psalm 48
מזמור מנחת שיר מזמור לבני קורח
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God in the mountain of his holiness Beautiful for situation the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north the city of the great king God is known in her palaces for a refuge for lo the kings were assembled they passed by together they saw it and so they marveled They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever, forever.
Thank you.
On May 5th, 1936, Ethiopia fell to a foreign power for the first time. 5 tragic years passed before the country regained its independence from fascist Italy. Since that time, Liberation Day has become a national holiday. War veterans come to Addis Ababa to pay homage to the man who led them to victory and who has become synonymous with Ethiopia. Ethiopia.
Children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. My people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. He was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, 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 he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old, 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 all the days of old.
Shalom, Havarim, shalom. Now, and I sought to get into the prayer in the beginning of this Torah portion right here for the 8th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Vayishlach, to touch on the prayer. Because Jacob, he's preparing his heart, he's preparing his mind, he's biding his time before he reunites and meets again after nearly 20-something years his estranged and somewhat strange brother Esau, before Yaakov meets Esau. So this Torah portion, Vayishlach, begins off right there. It's a key word in this Torah portion, shalach, to send forward a messenger, to send forward a message. Vayishlach Yaakov Malakim. And Jacob, he sent messengers before him to Esau, Achio, his ach, his brother. Why did he send angels, messengers? Now, first things first is that in translation, sometimes you see the word angels, and you might get certain type of kind of counterfeit Christian and latter-day Western whitewash kind of ideas. And it's important for us to touch on this right here, because some things are lost in translation. This word for angel and this word for messenger is essentially one and the same. The Malak, right? The Malak, Lake. As you know, this says, Senbet Lake. Sabbath, he sent. In the Hebrew, Wa-Yishlach. Wa-Yishlach. And then, Jacob, Wa-Yishlach. He sent Yaakov Malakim. He sent messengers. So he's preparing himself to meet with his brother. And this is before now, his prayer, actually, the prayer here is answered in the close encounter that's revealed to us. It's a close encounter he has with the true God of Elohim. This close encounter with the Ish, with the man, with the Malak, HaMalak, with the angel, the messenger, with Ha-Elohim, with the Elohim, the true good, the true God. This close encounter with the man, messenger, Elohim, Habarim. So here we pick up right here with verse 9. And Yaakov said, and Jacob said, Vayomer Yaakov, Elohei Abi Abraham. Welohe Abi Yitzhak Yahuwah Ha Omer Elai Shuba Le Aritzeka Ula Moladiteka We Eitiva Eimak. In verse 9, Genesis chapter 32, verse 9, and Jacob said, O Elohim of my father Abraham, Vayomer Yaakov, Elohe Abi Abraham, Elohe Abi Abraham, O Elohim of my father Abraham, Elohe Abi Abraham. Some might enunciate as Elohe Avi Abraham, Elohe Abi Abraham, Elohe Avi Yitzhak, and the Elohim of my father Yitzhak, of my father Isaac, Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, which saideth, or more better, who saideth, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who he be, he who saideth, Ha Omer, he is the sayer, Yahuwah, Ha Omer, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Ha Omer, Yahuwah, Ha Omer, Elai, Shuba le arzeka, ula moladiteka, weitiva imak. He who be, who he be, who said, Ha Omer, the sayer, Ha Omer, the sayer, Elai, to I. Yahuwah, Ha Omer, Elai, who said to I, return. Shub, return. The same word we have in Teshuvah, to turn, like to turn around. In the sense of even repentance and that metanoia, change of heart and mind, to turn, right? To turn, to make a 180, to make a turn, to turn. Shub le'arzeka, return to thy country. To thy aretz, le'aretzeka, to the I, ka, the I, male, return to the I, land, ula moladiteka, and to thy moladiteka, those who you share a common birth, molad, right? Ula moladiteka, and to thy kindred. In a sense, implying nativity, where you were born. Ula moladiteka, we aitiva imak, we aitiva, tova aitiva, we aitiva, Ethiopia, aitiva, we aitiva, we aitiva imak, we aitiva imak. Now we can get into the word tov and tib and tov and Obia and Ethiopia, right? This is good. It says here, return to thy country and to thy kindred, and I will do thee good. KJV brings it out, and I will deal well. So the translative sense is well. I will deal well with the eye. Well with the eye. He goes on and says, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies. Katonti mikola ha chesadim, mikol ha chesadim, chesadim, chesedim, ha chesedim, mikol ha chesedim. Katonti, I'm not worthy. I'm small from all of your mercies, all of your chasadim, from all of your chasadim. You have the chasadim, mercies. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies. Adonati, Adonati, Mikol Ha Hasadim, Ua Mikola Ha Amet, and of all the truth, and of all the truth which thou hast shewed to thy servant. For with my staff, he says, I have passed over this Jordan, this Yarden, Yordanos, and now I am become two bands, two camps. Lishne, Machenot, remember? At the end of the previous Torah portion, we come to the place, a spot, Hamakom, that's known as Mahanaim, which means two bands, two camps. He says, deliver me, Hatzeleini from Natsal, snatch me, deliver me. And it's interesting because when he gets that face-to-face, gets that face-to-face of Elohim, he says, Watinatzel nafshi, and my life, nafshi, my psyche, my soul, Watinatzel, Natzal is snatched, is delivered, is preserved. He says, deliver I pray thy, Hatzeleni na, deliver I, Miyad Achi, Miyad Aisau, Kia Yareya Anoki Oto, Pena Yabo, We Hikani, Aim Al Banim. He says, deliver I pray thee I, from the hand of Achi, my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him lest he will come and smite me, and the mother with the children. He will come and he will do what? He will smite me. With Hikani, aim al banim, aim mother upon the children, aim al bani, the mother with the children. And thou saidest, I will surely, says, and you have said that you would surely, wa'ata, amarta, hate, doing thee good, for the I said that you would do I good, for thou saidest, I will do thee good for thine own sake, I will do thee good for the sake of the patriarchs, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude, will do thee good. Hey, Eve, doing thee good. So here, right here, is Jacob's prayer. So his preparation, the threefold preparation, prayer, gifts, the mincha, minchot, mincha, the gifts, the appeasement, as well as war. Pick up on that in the Metzafe Kufale, the Book of Divisions, Yod Beliu, Jubilee, Little Genesis, that war between the sons of Esau, of Esau, and the sons of Yisrael, of Ya'ikol, the Bnei Ya'ikol, the Bnei Yisrael. But here he begins off with this prayer, and looking at the words right here, zooming in, 32 and 10, Genesis 32 and 10, where he says, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies. Adonti Amikola Ha Hasidim, of the Hasidim, from all, I am the smallest. Literally, he's saying here that I am the smallest of all of the Hasidim. the Hasidim, the Hasids, the pious ones, the holy ones, the set apart ones, the ones who have received of the eyes mercy. He says, Katonti mikol ha-chasadim, ha-chasadim. I am the smallest mikol from all ha-chasadim. Ooh, mikol ha-emet, and of all the truth which thou shewed to thy servant. For with my staff I pass over this Yarden, and now I am become two bands. And his prayer for deliverance that we have in that close encounter with the Ish Melaach Elohim, the man, messenger, angel, being heard, where he says here in verse 11, he says, Hatzleinina. Hatzleni na miyad achi miyad aisao ki hare no kioto pena yabo where he kani aim all bani. Deliver I pray the I from the hand of Aki, of my brother, from the hand of Aisao, for I fear him, unless he will come and smite me, the mother with the children. Wehikani aim al bani.
Come on. Yeah. This the one right here. From temptation, the weaker man faces. You put the spirit in me, I feel the sensation. Die on my feet before I live on my knees, Lord. Deliver me from point A to B like live or breathe. Nothing is free, I gotta be a hero to save. They got you working like a slave, from the crypt to the grave, for minimum wage. You barely keep a job or a home, a car or a phone. Forget about getting a loan, you're starting to moan. Your bank account is getting withdrawn. It's pitiful how we becoming slaves of things that we own. They enslaving the brains, whipped in the chains. End up in the coffin, chasing the fortune, chasing the fame. Slave to the rhythm, slave to the night, slave to the day. They hop aboard the underground railroad and run away. Pray for the day, niggas don't get taken away. For making a way to stop their baby stomach aching today. A sip of whiskey, strain no chase. It's hard to take a man away from the sin when it's inside of him. Please.
Deliver me, oh my father.
Yes, yes. Deliver me from the evil that's all around me. Jamaica, the Kings County guard.
Deliver me, oh my father.
Yes, yes, deliver me from temptation, the weaker man facing. You put the spirit in me, I feel the strength.
Rescue my soul and let my days arise. Keep and preserve me all days of my life. With your strength awake to another day of sunrise. They say nothing's wrong with you, it's all in your mind. I preach myself to see and yet they're to my kind. Look around and see, they'll be acting blind. This is the making us, just not kind. That was the worst thing a man could ever find. Saying his life for something, and if you do, locked up in some place. Listen up, you're now growing up, I'll tell you something. They will lock you in the deepest of dungeons. Take away the materials, leave me by myself. Life is all I got, comfortable with my health. Aid by your lot, love by your few, got complex. To get it like you did, that's so well.
Deliver me from the evil that's all around me, Jamaica, the Kings County guard.
Deliver me, oh my father.
Yes, yes, yes. Deliver me from temptation, the weaker man facing. You put the spirit in me, I feel the sensation. Plug in the mic like I'm gunning the bike. Run if you like, I'm moving fast. My life is running the lights. I give my son some advice. Eyes on the prize, keep more than one in your sight. Won't win a gunfight if you run with a knife. I'm drawing blood from the rock and keep blood in the block. Rhymes are sharper than the razor that be cutting the box. For sure I gotta move niggas with rocks in their socks. The prostitute selling us right in front of the cop. Under the street lamp, walking through the rain until her feet damp. Single moms in line at the office because they need stamps. Your cousin out of jail, he spent his time finding God with a felony kind of charge. It's kind of hard to find a job. He gotta make a decision, the situation he's placed in. If he gotta get that gainful employment for his probation, otherwise it's just another part of the scenery. Just because you got out of the jail, that don't mean you're free.
Deliver me, oh my father.
What? What? Deliver me from the evil that's all around me, Jamaica, the Kings County guard.
Deliver me, oh my father.
Yup. Addiction Records. 360 Army.
Y'all.
Rastafari. You already know what time it is. Time to be the time. Praise the Lord, time. Back.
Living in a world full of zombies, they walking dead. Dumb, deaf, and blind, Gentile Babylonians. I and I have been quickened, redeemed by the Most High, filled with the Spirit. In the new name I walk now, Talmud Rastafari, till I see on top now. I reap and I sow good fruit, trample Babylon under I temple and boot. Fast and pray, I don't liberty, Negus, Neges, Selassie, Rastafari. Studying the Holy Scripture, learn the half of the story that they failed to reveal to us. Babylon resistance is useless. Rastafari remain the crown holder regardless. Label me a conscious artist, because I remain in the truth and in who's in control of all of this. As we walk and stumble through these valleys and these shadows, must remain focused on the spiritual battle. Led like sheep to the slaughter like cattle, never realizing that you're a divine animal. Imagine if everything you thought became tangible, your hardships manageable. We living with the sickness, and Jah is the antidote. Prescriptions and scriptures, words found power, Rastafari deliver.
You speak on God, but you don't know about they good book. You speak on Jah, but you don't know how far it's been took. For your salvation, your forgiveness, and humanity. You take advantage while you living in your fantasies. You know not, you just follow the leader. Easy to fool because you a believer. In the man, not the teaching the hand. They writing the scriptures, but you don't understand that we all from the same place. We come from the homeland. We all from Africa. I say that as a grown man. We the same fucking color inside. You can shut your eyes and can't see a divide, but when you open them up, you start seeing the division. They tell you what to think like it isn't your decision. Open your mind, you start to see the truth. You're already divine, it's just up to you.
As we walk and stumble through these valleys and these shadows, must remain focused on the spiritual battle. Led like sheep to the slaughter like cattle, never realizing that you're a divine animal. Imagine if everything you thought became tangible, your hardships manageable. We living with the sickness, and Jah is the antidote. Prescriptions and scriptures, words sound power, Rastafari deliver. Praise his holy name, Yahweh Eloheinu. Study ancient language, Amharic and Hebrew. Uphold commandments as Yah holy people. Conquer and lie and prevail over all forms of evil. While I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I know the Elohim will guide I every step. Amen. On his holy word and stand firm. Bear witness to the truth and from the truth don't turn. Babylon good or hurting. Living and learning. Till I see I teach it. Keep the sacrament burning. Every time and everything. I and I give thanks and praise to his holy name. Haile Selassie, elect of the Elohim. Conquering line of the tribe of Judah, Solomon dynasty ruler. The one that scripture bear witness will possess the key. Redemption of the times for Yah chosen seed. As we walk and stumble through these valleys and these shadows, must remain focused on the spiritual battle. Led like sheep to the slaughter like cattle, never realizing that you're a divine animal. Imagine if everything you thought became tangible, your hardships manageable. We living with the sickness, and Jah is the antidote. Prescriptions and scriptures, words sound power, Rastafari deliver.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom, here for the Rastafari Sabbatical Study. This is the eighth Torah portion reading and feeding. It's known as Vayishlach, also called Vayishlach, but we point it Afro-Semitically, Afro-Shemitically, Vayishlach, and he sent Vayishlach, Yaakov, Melakim, and Jacob sent messengers, the word messengers, melakim, also angels, translated as angels, messengers. Jacob sent messengers. So here we have Yaakov, Jacob, and Israel. And Yisrael, the name change. Yaakov, Jacob, Yisrael. Yaakov, supplanter, becomes prince with El. With El, the true good, the true God. Ha-Elohim had named all three of the patriarchs. He changed Abraham's name from Abram to Abraham. He chose Yitzhak, Isaac's name, and he announced it to Abraham. before the child was even conceived in the womb of the matriarch Sarah. Now, in this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, this RSS number 8, he changes Jacob's name to Yisrael. So Yaakov, the European Jews, or the Ashkenazi Jews, the European enunciations, Yaakov, but Afro-Semitically we point it as Yaakov. He changed Jacob's name, Yaakov's name, to Yisrael. To Yisrael. And here in this Torah portion, reading and feeding, looking over some of the themes. This is the main theme, Chaburim, the name change. Even that new name, that precious name, Rastafari. But the glory, Yisrael, the prince with El, the prince who strives with Elohim, with the true good, the true God, and who prevails. So here in looking at this Torah portion reading and feeding, this Torah portion commentary in the TPV, the Torah portion volume 1, Bereishis, you can download that at the Rastafari Groundation.org under the Torah portion, the reading and feedings for each of the sabbaticals, for each of the sevens, for each of the weekly Torah portion reading and feeding, have a write-up, commentary, points of view of the Torah portion. And here's one of the thoughts for this Shabua, for this seven, for this sabbatical strong. From the first day, the Yom Rishon, the Ehud, the Sunday, first day, second day, third day, fourth, fifth, sixth, coming to the Sabbath day, Shabbat Shalom. So the commentary is that as Jacob prepared to face Esau, Jacob prepares to face Esau. So before the name change, right before the name change in this Torah portion reading and feeding, the eighth, Vayishlach, before the name change, Jacob has, he experiences, we call this the close encounter with the man, the Ish, the Melaak, Elohim, right? He has a strange encounter, some might say a mystical, even a metaphysical encounter with Ha'el, with the true good, with the true God. He had sent his family, Jacob sends a family, his servants, his possessions across a river ahead of him, and he was about to follow when he was suddenly, seemingly attacked by an assailant. He was attacked by an ish, by a man. Now there's three to four words in the Hebrew for man. There's the Adam, there's the Enosh, and there's the ish. Ha'ish, Ashrei, Ha'ish, as we have in the first psalm of David, translated often as blessed is the man, but Ashrei, the beatitude, the beautiful attitude, the Ashrei, the happiness of Ha'ish, of the man. So he was attacked by an Ish, Ha'ish, by an assailant. Yaakov, he wrestles with Ha'ish. He wrestles with the man throughout the night, and the attacker seemingly, right, turns out to be none other than the Melaak Elohim, Melaak Ha Elohim, the Melaaki Yahuwah, the Melaak Panayo, none other than the angel of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the angel, the messenger, the angel of the presence, the angel of the face. And Yaakov, he wrestles with HaMelech. He wrestles with the angel. He wrestles with the messenger, the Melech Panayo. This special angel. This angel who doesn't disclose his name, so it's not Mikael, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel. No, it's the pre-incarnate word. It's the son he wrestles with. Yaakov wrestles with the Melaach through the night. He would not let the Melaach go. Yaakov said to the Melaach, I would not let you go unless you bless me, unless you bless I. He would not let the angel go until he had received the blessing. That man, as in Selassie is a chapel by Baran Selassie, Ina Rastafari, Joseph, Robert Nesta Marley, otherwise known as Bob Marley. In that tune there, Selassie is a chapel. If you listen carefully, he says that man is the angel. So here in this Torah portion reading and feeding, here at the eighth degree of Ina sabbatical study, and here for this Shabbat Strong, and we pick up the narrative where Yaakov says he would not let him go. Lo, ishalechka, lo ishalechka. I would not shalach. Interesting, shalach at the root of Yishlach. Yaakov says, lo, ishalechka, kim beraketani. I would not let thee I go. Except unless kiim beraketani, unless you bless me. Here in Genesis chapter 32, verse 26, ha melaach. So the angel, that man, haish, who is the melaach, the angel blessed Yaakov. How did he bless Jacob? How was Jacob blessed? By changing Shemo, his name from Yaakov to Yisrael. So here we get the wrestling. Here we get the name change in this Torah portion right here. Here, Shema Yisrael, Shemuli, here, this, his name was changed from what? From Yaakov to Yisrael. Now, later on, it's interesting, in this sabbatical, in this Torah portion, in this eighth sabbatical, in Shabbat Vayishlach, that we have right here, in Genesis chapter 35, the name change is again repeated from Yaakov, right? From Yaakov, right? Yaakov to Yisrael. So we can ask, let's ask the question, why? Why was the name change repeated? We say the name change here we have in this Torah portion is doubled, is repeated again. When Yaakov returns to Beit El, Beit El, Beit El, Yahuwah, Jehovah, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be His name, tells him, your name is Yaakov. Your name is Yaakov. Your name is Jacob. You shall no longer be called Yaakov, but Yisrael shall be Shemeka, shall be the Ishem. The Ishem, the I's name, shall be Yisrael. Thus he called him Yisrael in Genesis chapter 35 and 10. So we have this name change twice. And why was he called Yisrael? Why? Shemeka, right, his name. Why was his name? It says, Kim Yisrael. But Yisrael. Kim Yisrael. Kia Sarata. Sarita. Ki Saita. Sah. Sana. Suna. Ki Sarita, he says, Ki im Yisrael, but Yisrael. Ki im Yisrael, Shimeka, Ki im Yisrael, Ki Sarita, im Elohim, wa im Anashim, wa tukal, but Yisrael shall be your name. For thou hast striven with Elohim, Ki, Sarita, Sarara. We have the root Sarara. I see now, some explain that this name change as if Ha-Melach, as if the angel has said, no longer shall you be called Ya'akov, because they will no longer say that the Baraka, the Berkot, the blessings came to you by means of trickery, Yaakov, Yaakov, and deceit. You shall be called Yisrael, because you have been publicly authorized, Sarara. So we have Sarita, we have Sar, a prince, Sar, Yisrael, the true biblical Hebrew, right, in the HD, the true Hebrew etymology of the name Yisrael. Yisrael. And this is before he goes down into Egypt, so please stop with this Isis, Ra, and all this other sort of thing. It's Hebrew. Let's get the HD on the name Yisrael. Here in Genesis 32, Genesis 32, chapter 32, we get the reason why. Kiyim Yisrael, ki sarita, im Elohim, wa im anashim, wa tukal, but Yisrael, for thou hast driven with Elohim and with men and hast prevailed. KJV, King James Version, says that you're a prince. It says he's a prince, bringing out the sense from Sarara and Sarita, for the I has prevailed. The I male Ya'akov ki Sarita im Elohim, with Elohim, im Elohim, with im and with Anashim, with men, Watukal, and has prevailed. The name Ya'akov, it represented Jacob's life before encountering Elohim. That's what the name Jacob represents, his life before the close encounter with Ha'el, the true good, the true God. It represents his old nature, the old man, Ya'akov. When we look at the name Ya'akov, we're looking at the old man, right? Within the narrative, we're looking at the old man, Ya'akov. Ya'akov, representing the old man, right? The name Yisrael, it represents Ya'akov's, his life after the close encounter with Ha'ish, Ha-Mela'ak, Ha-Elohim, with the Ish, Mela'ak, Elohim, with the man, messenger, Elohim, true good, true God. It represents his renewed nature, new creation, new nature, and his new destiny. So a genuine encounter, right? A genuine close encounter as Ya'akov, as Jacob in this Torah portion, Vayishlach, the eighth sabbatical study. Here. The close encounter with Elohim is a life-changing, right? It's a life-changing event. And it is a sort of a wrestling match as the man, the Ish, Ha'ish, wrestled with him. The apostles, those who were sent forward, right? Those who were sent forward, Shalach is very important, the sending, the idea of sending the messengers, sending the angels. The messengers is the true sense of the word angels, Hebraically, the Melaach and the Malachim. The apostles teach us that it's through the faith in Ha'adon, in Yeshua, in HaMoshiach, Yeshua, that we are born again as new creations, as new creatures, in Moshiach, in Messiah, in the anointed, in the ointment, in the anointed, the anointing, the ointment. We have a whole new identity, a holistically new and renewed ID. The new ID, the name change, and the new ID of Yisrael, of Ya'akov, right? Yaakov's new name. Hawariya Paulos, Paul, he speaks of our old ID, that old ID, right, as that old self, that old man. He declares that for the believer, the one in the living, walking out, the old self, the old man, the old nature, was crucified with HaMoshiach in order that our body, the body of Chatiat, the body of Akaris, the body of sin, might be done away with, that the systemic anomaly might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves and enslaved to Akari, to Chatiat, to lack, to falling short, to missing the mark. In the Epistle to Romans 6, chapter 6, verse 6, therefore, if anyone be in Moshiach, if anyone be in Messiah, then what it be like? If anyone be in Messiah, then he is a new, a renewed, chadash, adis, a new metades, renewed creature, a new creation. The old things are passed away. Behold, orei, see, new things have come. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Some of the themes right here, the name change, the changing of the name, the new name, the new identity of the patriarch and I and we. A new name, precious name, new name. Yes, I, Rastafari. Shabbat shalom, shalom chavarim, shalom.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, shalom, Erev Tov. Yes, I, Melkam Neshet. Good evening. Here for the Rastafari. Here for the second day of the Shavua, the second day of the seven. Here for the Monday, Rastafari, the Monday podcast, the Rastafari podcast here on Monday. Here, that was on the previous sabbatical, the Shavua, but for continuity. And here for itinuity, for continuity purposes, just reflecting on some of the main themes, bringing out some of the themes that wrestling with the man, the Ish, with the Malak, remember Malaku, who remembers Dr. Malaku, the wrestling with the angel, and that revelation of the man, angel, the Elohim, of the patriarch Jacob, and how that connects with the new ID. Here, we're in the ninth sabbatical study right here, picking up with Genesis chapter 37, where the history of Yaakov, of Jacob, resumes here. We're in Yesheb, to seat, to be seated up, Yesheb, right? The word Sheb, to seat up. Here it reads, and Jacob dwelt, in the Hebrew, Yashev Yaakov, Yashev, previous Yishlach Yaakov, and Jacob sent. Here we pick up for the ninth degree of I sabbatical study. Interesting here, according to divine math, the number nine, born, birth, has to do with born, right, born. All right, so here the knowledge, the wisdom are born. So here Yaakov, Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. Here's what we pick up here for this sabbatical study. But we shared some of the overflow from the previous sabbatical study for the continuity, the itinuity purpose, so we can build up on the theme because we have a itinual kind of revelation. So building on the first principles and continuing here in this ninth sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, and that audio right there, that audible on the new ID, that identity, and find it to be interesting where Hailahim, the power, Yahweh, hey, he who be who he be, had a hand, so to speak, in the names of all three of the Hebrew patriarchs, that trinity of patriarchs. Abraham, the name changed there, the naming of Yitzhak of Isaac, and also the name change of Jacob to Israel, to Israel. Are ye not
as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Elohishan, Shomer Israel.
Hilenu Yanu,
Elohishan, Shomer Israel.
There. Bujubantan of a Hebrew chant right there. And here, Ake Becca, this audible right here is called Regathering of the House of Israel, Regathering of the Beta Israel, the Beit Yisrael.
One who have left very important words tonight, even concerning the most important issues facing us right now. The relatedness of the nations, the relatedness of the families of the earth, the Hebrew people who went to all the different nations and became the dispersion of the diaspora. And the coming together now is very, very important. And it must be sincere and genuine. So I think the Old Testament says, with those who are grown in the house of Israel, even as strangers among the house of Israel, and keep the traditions of Israel, and keep the faith of Israel, and keep the covenant of Israel. Ah, here I am, the seed of Israel. Blessed Lord.
But we was with him from the first time. That is why we know.
Defender of the way, chanting sorry national shall not lamb to the slaughter again. Yeah. Waiting for the song after the know the rumor, the rain. Just an defender, a defender. Just an defender, a balancer between the thorns and the battles of peace. As well as demonstrated your inner Chacha Ada. Poverty and riches, both them have them extreme. Players who republic them regard it reveal. Apprehension created this scientific esteem. In the streets it's mostly jealousies and materialities. When everything lines up and meet in center stream, Jah have a defender, just an a defender. Most of the righteous in the heart and deed. People have been out here of the most extreme. Equity and fullness of the in between. Jah have defender, defender. I am defender of Zion. I am the prayers of the right choice of the less much. Look how much crystal lay at the path of the doctor. Man still whole a chalam and a rasa. He's the abir and the goose in the gas. I am the defender of Zion. I am his will and his temple in a light manner. The man them will defend Jehovah was seen as OG gangster. By woman land. John the Baptist, yeah, I am talking about Joshua. John Psalm 69 verse 4, yeah. John Psalm 69 verse 5, yeah. John 30 and 31 of 69 Psalm, yeah. I'm an a defender. I'm an a defender of Zion, yeah.
Yes, yes, okay, okay, back on. Yes, 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 the lion roar. Yes, defender, okay, Becca, right there, 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 defender. So here, we're moving forward to the ninth degree, the mass of the nine, born, and has to do with birth. So here we got the knowledge, the wisdom, the overstanding, understanding. The standing is being born. And here the history of Yaakov, of Jacob, continues. Now, today's daily psalm here, according to the royal order, is Psalm 34. There's also revelations in this particular psalm. Seeing that, which verse it is, verse 14, are we correct, Chaburim? Verse 14, we find that the early patriarchs and matriarchs of that organization, being guided by Dr. Malaku, His Majesty's cousin and physician, Malaku, also linking with the revelations here in this season, Malaku, his angel, right, we have within the name, aims, and objects, right, there's a quote right here. I'd like to share this right here. Just give me one moment right here. There's a quote that matches up and lines up with today's daily song. So in the preamble, what's the preamble? Here, the preamble to the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated Constitution and Bylaws. Now, the organization established on August 25th, 1937, but the Constitution adopted on the 4th, right, the 4th of November, the very same year. And here in the preamble, we, the black peoples of the world, in order to effect unity, solidarity, liberty, freedom, and self-determination to secure justice and maintain the integrity of Ethiopia, which is our divine heritage, do hereby establish and ordain this constitution for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. Very interesting that in 1937, people who were being called all sort of bywords, you know, Negro, the N-words, the variations, colored, this and that, every name other than being a child of God, that here they would establish this organization. The preamble would declare, we the black peoples, that we are black peoples of the world, and our identification, are ye not as the children of Ethiopia and the male children of Israel, with the Ethiopians, the children of the Ethiopians. But to declare that we the black peoples, the other organization like John the Baptist, you know, that went before the Messianic movement, we have that as the UNIA, the Universal Negro Improvement Association. But here we get one of the first and early times, right, 30 years, about 30-something years before the whole Black is Beautiful movement. See, sometimes that seed, you know, it's like, you fool, the seed has to die before it can grow. So in a sense, the seed was planted here, 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 even from 1937, we the black peoples of the world, 30 or so years before the whole Black is Beautiful movement. Once again, the preamble of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated is, we the black peoples of the world, in order to effect unity, solidarity, liberty, freedom, and self-determination, to secure justice and maintain the integrity of Ethiopia, which is our divine heritage, do hereby establish and ordain this constitution for the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. Just note that right there, one of the earliest identifications, right, outside of that, you know, Negro, colored, and all these other kind of bywords, that we, the black people of the world, with our divine heritage. Recall, if you will, Amos 9 and 7, are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, saith Yahweh, hey, saith Yahuwah, Exiavia, saith the sustainer, he who be, who he be. And here, in Article 1, just a brief note right here, Article 1, name, aims, and objects in Section 2, right, 2A, right, it says to promote, here is the aims and objects of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, 1937, shall be what? To promote love and goodwill among Ethiopians, black people, we Ethiopians at home and abroad, and thereby to maintain the integrity and sovereignty of Ethiopia, to disseminate the ancient Ethiopian culture among its members, to correct abuses, relieve oppression, and carve for ourselves and our posterity a destiny comparable with our idea of perfect manhood and God's purpose in creating us, that we may not only save ourselves from annihilation, but carve for ourselves a place in the sun. In this endeavor, we determine to seek peace and pursue it, for it is the will of God for man. Interesting, the preamble would speak of Ethiopia and connect Ethiopia with our divine, as I say, I vine, but our divine heritage. And then in Article 1, Name, Aims, and Objects, Section 2, the A part, it would have this line right here. We determine in this endeavor, we determine to seek peace and pursue it, for it is the will of God for man. So here, we know that the Delaney Lewis Williams law firm that assisted with the drafting of the Constitution, Dr. Malcolm Emmanuel Bayan, those other black people, especially of the Harlem, you know, our Jerusalem, kind of a type of a Jerusalem, Harlem. People say Mecca. Well, yeah, you could say Mecca. We say Jerusalem, you know, seeing the Judeo-Christian connection vis-a-vis Ethiopia. And what is Matthew says, so my part, I glory in the Bible. Well, here in the glory book in Psalm Psalm 34, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, here after the order of Melchizedek. Psalm 34, verse 14, it says, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Uh-oh. In this endeavor, we determine to seek peace and pursue it, for it is the will of God for man. So here in Psalm 34, verse 14, full of verse, depart from evil and do good. Now, among I and I, Rastafari Israelites, that's an important verse there. Do good, do good. The eye of Bingy, the heartbeat, do good, do good. Depart from evil and do good, do good. But here the connection with the Constitution of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, Article 1, Section 2A, says seek peace and pursue it, and the Constitution here tells us that this is the will of God of Ekklesiavia, the true good, the true God for man. So here today's daily psalm, I'm going to write up more on today's daily psalm and giving praises, eyes to the Holy One of Israel, of Israel, and of course to the King of Israel, Kamawi Hala Selassie. Here we have Shocking Murray right here, this brother with praises to the Holy One of Israel, of Yisrael, and one of the coronation anointed titles of Kamawi Hala Selassie, the Rastafari. Kamawi Hala Selassie is King of Israel. Yeah. Here. Isis.
I'm here to add praises to the only one of Israel, you know. And if I never wonder what kind of song me a sing or comes me a sing Israel. But I show them no overstand, you know. Who overstand just overstand, and who no overstand just overstand, you swear me a sing. Cause enough of them a praise the lion of the tribe of Judah, and them not a Israel. I wonder them, I shock it more again. Yeah.
Give praises to the only one of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright, praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright, then. Them a wonder what kind of song me a sing. So me say Israel and I hear the Israel King. And them lock up overstanding. Me burn them on them false doctrine. Alright then. When me say Israel, them a wonder and a panda. Them same one I hear the Lion of Judah, which is one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Run go check it out if you think I lie me a tell God. When Jacob is visited by an angel, that changed his name from Jacob to Israel. In that place Jacob called Peniel. Run go check it out if you think I lie me a tell. And give praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright, praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright then. Me a feel of the conquering lion from the line of King David and Solomon. Burn them folly and them fiction. Tell them to back up with them deception. It's a lie, so no pay attention. Put ya in our meditation. Hail to the most high of creation. Let us rise to this occasion. Yo! And give praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright. Praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright then. Burn them religion and me burn out them lies. Me not go bow to that blue eye guy. This is the truth many try to deny. Yahweh, Ba'ashem, Yahweh Shayan. We have to give thanks and praise to the Most High. Burn the false prophet, the Most High prophesy. In these last days them not get no blight. That's why me have to shout Yahweh. And give praises the Holy One of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright. Praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright. Praises to the Holy One of Israel. praises.
So here, 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 today's daily psalm right here, 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 first ear, right here, following through with the eyes, the praises. Praises to the Holy One of Yisrael. If we need to get a true groundation of what Yisrael means, and please don't get into that kind of pseudo-Egyptology kind of thing, you know. Wow, you know, like Isis, Ra, and El, it's just a confusion right there. Let's learn the languages, the linguistics. You know what I mean? That's the key right there. As Matt said, language is the key of communication between man and man. Some things might sound similar, but it's not the same. So we have to define what Yisrael. We went through the basics right there, you know, a little early on Israel ID, going over the previous Torah reading and feeding. But it's important that we understand, well, why was he called Yisrael, right? And how, when we get into what Yisrael means, according to the Hebrew, because by studying the Hebrew, ones can become even more, you know, informed of the other languages and even certain things concerning Kemet or Mizraim, Egypt. You'd be surprised what is right there in the Hebrew. Others have not found this, but it was not given to them. You know what I mean? Not to the wise and prudent, but to the babes and suckling. You know, as they say that Rastafari is like at the newest, youngest movement. Well, look at Israel, right? Israel was the last of the nations, right, to come about. All the other ones were before, right? But the first shall be last and the last shall be first. So we'd like to get into the metaphysics of Israel, of Israel. But looking at the time we have here on the Rastafari, the Monday podcast, you might have to push it forward, you know, a day, a podcast or so, or check out I and I on the YouTubes on the Rastafari Jews, the channel right there, We might even bring forward a little bit more on this as well as here. But Yisrael, Israel. So it says praises to the Holy One of Israel. We have to recognize that from the glory book of Kedemah, Rehana, Selassie, the B-I-B-L-E. So let's get a better definition, you know, of Yisrael according to the scripts, according to the scriptures, as it says right here in Genesis chapter 32, verse 29, with the Hebrew accompaniment to bring out the true sense. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, or Yisrael, for thou hast striven, or wrestled, one may say, but striven with God, with Elohim, and with men, and hast prevailed. So here in the Hebrew we have Wayomer, and he said, Wayomer lo Yaakov, Yamer od Shimka, thy name, Shimka, thy name, speaking to a male, thy male name, Shimka, shall be called no more Yaakov, lo Yaakov, Yamer od Shimka, ki, because, or for, because, right, im Yisrael, right, for, right, Israel, ki sarita, right, for, because Israel, Yisrael, ki sarita, sari, sar, sar in the Hebrew is a title like for prince, right? And we have some likeness even in other languages, even in the Metuneta and in Egypt, because you got to remember that according to the scripts, they all come from a common ancestor, right? Before Baba, before Babel, and before the languages were confused, right? Or put on tilt, right? But then we have the prophecy of the upper room of Zion with the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh. And what did the Holy Spirit give? It gave that discernment, right, the speaking in tongues and discernment of tongues. Ki im Yisrael, ki sarita, sarita, for the I male has sar, sar, the sar, like to wrestle or prevail, right, im with Elohim, with the true good, the true God, highlight him with the power, with im anashim, and with anashim, and with men. Right, or mortal men, For the eye has wrestled, has prevailed, have striven, in other words, striven sar. I remember sar. We have sar right here in the Hebrew. This is where we get the yisra from, in Yisrael, right? And El, right? The contracted in the Hebrew of chayil, which means power and might. Chayil, as in Haile Selassie, the might, the power of the Trinity. Ki, in Yisrael, ki sarita, im Elohim, wa im anashim, wa tukal. Wa and to call, and you are able, you're like, I are enabled to say, like, you have prevailed, that you have the ability, right? You have the ability, you have prevailed. So let's over is that when we're looking at the praises to the Holy One of He who has power with Elohim and power with men. Many may not recognize it, but that right there, it points to the true cross. That power of Elohim was the power, right, from earth to the higher heights of the heaven, right, in that vertical, right, and then also power horizontally with your fellow men. So that right there is that true mark, that true cross right there as well, if you can receive it. So this is the Hebraics. Right, getting into the Hebraics of it all, and just as a kind of a little intro, just to build on it, because it's important for us to get the Hebrew sense. I mean, you can go in other languages if you want to, you know, go in all kinds of different languages and try to make-believe things, but if you can't understand how the Hebrew, in the Hebrew, when we read in the Hebrew, and it says, Yisrael Kisarita, basically it's explaining the meaning of the name from the Hebrew. All right, so you want to go outside the language and bring in some other God, some foreign idea, or you want to interpret and receive it in the true context. Now, Yisrael, the basic of Israel, often is translated as contending for El, contending for Hayil, for the power, striving, not just with the power, but also for El, for Hayil, for Hayil, for the power, the Almighty, the one who prevails with Elohim, with Hailahim, with the power. Also, and note this, when you read through the translation, it says a prince. Where the idea of prince? Is he one who has wrestled, striven with Elohim, or you see a prince? It's because the Hebrew. In the word, in the Hebrew, right, both Sarah, right, Sarah, also the link with Sarai, it's interesting, with Sarah. Find Sarah also within the Hebrew of it. But in the Tsar sense, it is a prince, like a man who's a prince is a Tsar, right? That it speaks about the Tsarim, the princes in the Hebrew, and also from the verb. So there's the verb and the noun. So when we look at the noun of Israel or the Ish, but the Israel is the Tsar, the prince with Hailahim, the prince with the powers, the power, dominion with the powers, the Almighty, rulership, rulership with the power, with El, Ha'el, with the power, or the Almighty. So we're bringing out the sense of El and then breaking it down from the ancient Ethiopic, the Amharic, and getting into the Ge'ez, right, for the correspondence of Ayaleh, right, he prevailed to a noun, El. We see that the word means power, the mighty one, and even in the concordances, right, the concordances like Strong's, they bring out the same sense. So the same word in both of these Shemitic languages bring out the same sense. That means it's the same idea. And the idea of Yisrael, a development out of that of contending with and prevailing over anything, whatever, whatsoever. So the real idea of Yisrael, the seed, right, to disseminate the seed of this idea is a development out of that of contending, wrestling, striving with, and prevailing over anything whatsoever. So in the name Yisrael, what do we have? We have Yaakov's name, right? Was changed to Yisrael after he had wrestled with a man, angel, God, all night at a place called the Ford of Jabbok, and had succeeded, right, had prevailed in obtaining a baraka, a baraka. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Yisrael, for thou hast striven with Elohim, with Hailahim, with the power, and with Anashim, and with men, or mortal men, and hast prevailed. Once again, in the Hebrew, Wayomer lo Yaakov yamer od shimka ki im Yisrael ki sarita im Elohim wa im Anashim wa tukal. Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Yisrael, for thou hast striven, has wrestled, has contended with the power, with the Almighty, and with mortal men, Anashim, with Enoshim, with Enosh, Anashim, and has prevailed and has the ability to overcome and has been able, really, the sense really is you've been able to do a thing. Most ones can contend with Hailahim and Hailahim not break them, but because of that promise on the patriarchs, the angel, right, you could say the God in disguise, the angel, right, was restrained. Right, when he said, let me go, if the angel wanted to just break him, would have, but remember who the angel be, right? Jacob recognized that afterward. He said, I've seen Elohim face to face, and my life is preserved, right? And he blessed him there in Genesis 32, 28, 29. And the B, the second of the basic five-cycle definition of Yisrael is, Yisrael, in the secondary sense, is the nation that sprang from the Hebrew Trinity, the patriarchal Trinity, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Yaakov, Yisrael, through Jacob's 12 sons, as we have in Genesis chapter 49, 28. Just the first part of this, and I'm going to ride up. This is the first part right here, and I'm going to ride up with today's today's daily psalm and get into this more right here, but the metaphy cycle. So that right there is just the physical, that's the basic, right? Can't have a metaphysical if your physical foundation is not grounded, right? You can only go up, you know, like the Jacob's ladder. Jacob's ladder wasn't just hanging out in the air and he had to jump up. No, it was grounded on the earth, right? So the metaphy cycle, right, the metaphysical is the significance of the changing of Jacob's name to Yisrael is this. The mind controls and manages, right, the body through the nerves. And there's a great nerve. You know, there's a great nerve. It's called the sciatic. It's called the sciatic nerve. Those who've had any sciatica issues no doubt know how great that nerve is. The sciatic, it runs down the leg through the hollow of the side. The will, it acts directly through this nerve. And when the individual, the indivisible dual, the individual, through his mentality and his understanding that's represented by Jacob, exercises his ehyeh, the I am, the God power, right, upon the natural man, in an attempt to make unity, to wahid, or oneness between spirit and the divine nature, the divine nature. There is a letting go. You've got to let go of the human will. Thus, this is represented in the narrative, the Hebrew narrative, as Yaakov, Jacob's thigh, is out of joint. A great light of understanding, understanding, overstanding, it breaks in the struggling soul, that psyche that's struggling, when it discovers that there is a divine natural nature body, that there is a divine, divine natural body, and it clings to that inner life, the inner liberty. This is what we call the involution, right? And strength strength and eventually brings it to the surface, bringing out that which is innermost of the innocence to the surface in perpetual vigor. There is, and this is the significance of the baraka, of the blessing, and the new name. The blessing, the baraka, and the new name, Yisrael, one who has power with Elohim and with man. So here we have the spiritual and the material, that spiritual material. Remember the teaching of His Majesty about that balancing of the material and the spiritual, all right, the material and the spiritual. A little more, right here. If you or I and I are like Yaakov, if we'd like Jacob, whose name means the supplanter, right, one who is journeying from place to place to find satisfaction, counting the past and looking to the future, change your attitude to that is symbolized by Yisrael, and find shalom in Ha'adon, in Adonai's reality. Yisrael, Israel as a nation, in its highest significance. Yisrael, Israel as a nation, in its highest, the higher heights, in its highest significance, it symbolizes spiritual, irritical consciousness, that true spiritual and that true God consciousness. The thoughts that have been wrought, have been worked in truth and righteousness, they make the spiritual or the irritical mind, the aimro, the aimero, or the spiritual consciousness that is represented by Yisrael, by Israel. Little comparison right here is that in Numbers chapter 21, verses 1 to 3, Israel represents the reality of spiritual irritical ideas in consciousness. Now, the Canaanite, here we got to break this Canaanite curse. It was never meant for us, but since we went away for what was just for us to other things, we came under this Canaanite curse, being a servant of servants. Being a servant is not bad, but we ought to be the servant of Yahweh, of the Almighty, as he says, that Yisrael, ye are my servants. But when we go away from his way, we become a servant to servants, right? Become a servant to slaves. So the Canaanite, right, that which is the Canaanite represents the elemental life forces, the elemental, the basic life forces in subconsciousness. Through Yisrael, the Canaanites are delivered to Yahweh, right, to Yahweh, to Jehovah. And, or you can say, they come under the Torah, HaTorah, but the Torah of the Spirit, the Torah of the Irit, and are transmuted into spiritual, irritical energy. When we look at Isaiah chapter 19, some key verses in the scripts on Israel, Isaiah chapter 19, verses 23 to 25, symbolically Yisrael, it describes the unification, the unification of seemingly that which seems, right, to the natural eyes to be material substance represented by Mizraim, represented by Kemet, represented by Egypt, and the psychic, the soul forces, the psychic forces, right, psychological forces represented by Assyria, under the control or in the management, right, of the spiritual, the irritical thought represented by Yisrael. Isaiah chapter 19, verses 23 and 25 is very interesting. It seems as though the Almighty is saying, Egypt, my people, and Israel, Syria, the work of my hand. And then he says, Israel, mine inheritance. So bringing that out is the unification, that oneness of that which seems to be the material substance, Kemet, right, and the psychic, the soul forces, psychological forces, Assyria, under the management or control of the spiritual, irritical thought represented by Yisrael. So who is Yisrael in truth? According to John's revelation of himself and his will, the scripts, Yisrael is a prince, a tsar, Asar with El. Asar with El is a prince with El, the true good, the true God, the Almighty. This is the real of man, of man. This is restoring man and humanity to where he was before the disobedience and the fall. The consciousness, that consciousness that is founded in and upon Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the power, the Almighty. It requires the story, the narrative of Yisrael, of Israel, from Abraham, from Abraham to Yeshua, HaMoshiach, to picture and bring out that word picture of the growth, the spiritualization, the eroticalization of the whole man, of the holistic man, the unfoldment and the lifting into full spiritual consciousness. It includes the body of man, because remember, man is a trinity created in the image of the true trinity, the Hebrew trinity. Let us make man in our image, right? After our likeness, male and female. But man is a trinity in the sense of spirit, soul, and body. So the unfoldment and the lifting into the full, holistic fullness of the eritical consciousness, it includes the carbon organic structure that is called the body of man, the tabernacle, so to speak, the temple, right? Which must be unified, right? That tawahido, that oneness, right? With soul and spirit, right, with the bride and the bridegroom, so to speak, in Moshiach, in the anointed, that it may take on and manifest the true spiritual substance and the character, Christ and his kingly character, idealized of Ha'elohim, of the power, Ha'elohim, Bereshit, in the beginning, for man, for humanity, in spirit, soul, and body, each of I and I must come into the perfect expression of Jah likeness, or what one may say is God likeness, of Ha'elohim likeness. Faith, what's known as the Amineh, the Imnet in Amharic, the Emuna in Hebrew, the Hymenot, the living faith, is the foundation faculty. Faith, the true faith, the true Amen, the true Imnet, the true Emuna, the true Hymenot. This is our word for what is poorly translated as religio or religion. But the true Hymenot, the true admittance, the true faith, the living faith, is the foundation faculty. Or the power in mind. Through that, eritical spiritual man is brought forth, or is, in a sense, born, right? Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, cipher, born. If you will read and study about Abraham, from whom the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, are descended, you will see at once that he, speaking of Abraham, typifies in type the true faith. And what's interesting for I and I, called chosen, the faithful Rastafari, the teaching of his majesty, where he likens it, Tege Menin, Kedamawit, Waleta Georgis, her majesty, with Sarah. Therefore, he is in the likeness of Abraham. That means we, whom he sent Archbishop Yitzhak, Archbishop Isaac to, therefore is like that Israel, Rastafari, that new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari. Look a bit more on the metaphysics of Yisrael, of Israel, as we move forward. Here, to those listening in the live stream. Yes, I call in. If you can, if you're willing, 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761. Here. The podcast, the broadcast for the Mondays begins about a half hour later, right? So here. We got like 15 minutes
So once again, call in, or check it at least by the next day on the replay, 515-602-9761. Going to ride up right here, first ear on Psalm 34. Going to seek to ride up with the Royal Amharic firstly and foremostly, but first to get a basic hear, give ear and hear, and go through the Amharic of today's daily psalm first up. But first, going to share the basic KJV after this.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Now. Call in.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil, and do good. Seek peace, and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Thank you.
here, we go through verse by verse right here. Today's daily psalm from the Metzav Kedush, the authorized, revised Amharic Bible. We're going to hear the native speaker, Avraham Chevodeh, on today's daily psalm, Psalm 34. But, Rana Selassie, what you say about the royal Amharic? What you say about the Amharic? Tell them. Yes?
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menash. You know? But who want the next verse with Amharic? But who want the next verse with Amharic?
Okay, there's the next verse.
Mazmur 33, በቅንፍ 34 ባሳደደው በአቢሜሌክ ፊት መልኩን በለወጠ ጊዜ በሄደም ጊዜ የዳዊት መዝሙር እግዚአብሔርን ሁልጊዜ ባርከዋል ምስጋናውም ዘወትር ባፌ ነው ነፍሴ በእግዚአብሔር ተከብራለች ገሮችም ሰምተው ደስ ይላቸው እግዚአብሔርን ከኔ ጋር ታላቅ አድርጉት ባንድነትም ስሙን ከፍ ከፍ እናድርግ እግዚአብሔርን ፈለግሁት መለሰልኝ ከመከራይም ሁሉ አዳነኝ ወደ እርሱ ቀረቡ ያበራላችሁም ፊታችሁም ማያፍር ይህ ችግረኛ ጮኸ እግዚአብሔርም ሰማ ከመከራውም ሁሉ አዳነኝ የእግዚአብሔር መልአክ በሚፈሩት ሰዎች ዙሪያ ይሰፍራ ያድናቸውም እግዚአብሔር ቸር እንደሆነ ቀመሱ እዩም በርሱ የሚታመን ሰው ምስጉን ነው የሚፈሩት አንዳችን አያጡምና ቅዱሳኑ ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ፍሩ ባለ ጠጎች ደህዩ ተራቡም እግዚአብሔርን የሚፈልጉት ግን ከመልካም ነገር ሁሉ አይጎድሉ ልጆቼኑ ስሙኝ እግዚአብሔርን መፍራት አስተምራችሁ ሕይወትን የሚፈቅድ ሰው ማን ነው በጎንም ዘመን ለማየት የሚወድድ አንደበትህን ከክፉ ከልክ ከንፈሮችህም ሽንገላን እንዳይናገሩ ከክፉ ሽሽ መልካምንም አድርግ ሰላምን ሻ ተከተላል የእግዚአብሔር ዓይኖች ወደ ጻድቃን ጆሮቹም ወደ ጮኸታቸው ናቸውና መታሰቢያቸውን ከምድር ያጠፋ ዘንድ የእግዚአብሔር ፊት ክፉን በሚያደርጉ ላይ ነው ጻድቃን ጮሁ እግዚአብሔርም ሰማቸው ከመከራቸውም ሁሉ አዳናቸው እግዚአብሔር ልባቸው ለተሰበረ ቅርብ ነው መንፈሳቸው የተሰበረውንም ያድናቸው የጻድቃን መከራቸው ብዙ ነው እግዚአብሔርም ከሁሉ ያድናቸው እግዚአብሔር አጥንቶቻቸውን ሁሉ ይጠብቅ ከነርሱም አንድ አይሰበር ኃጢአተኞችን ክፋት ይገድላቸው ጻድቃንንም የሚጠሉ ይጸጸታሉ የባሪያዎቹን ነፍስ እግዚአብሔር ይቤዣል በርሱ የሚያምኑ ሁሉ አይጸጸቱ
Last call. This is going to take us into the Great Spirit right here, here, here. Today's daily psalm.
Bismillah, Wallet Memphis Kedush, Mezmora Dawit, Selassa Arat, Psalm of David, Psalm 34, Bamarinya, from Negus Neges Metzav Kedush. Basedadoa, Be Abe Malek Kafit, ملقون بلوت جيزي بهيدم جيزي يداويت مزمور Psalm of David When he changed his behavior, his demeanor, his face Basadado be Abay Malek Feet, Melkun Belawat Agize, Behaidem Gize, Yedawit Mezmor, Mezmor, Psalm of David, when he changed his behavior before Abi Malek, Be Abay Malek Feet, Melkun Belawat Agize. When he changed his face, Behadem Gizeh, and when he went, yeah, Dawit Mezmor. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Bamarinya, from the Metzaf Kedus, from the Book of the Seven Seals, from the Revised Amharic Bible, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible of Kedmah Wihala Selassie. Exiavirina hulgize barkawalo, Niskanawinima zawetira the afeno. I will bless Exiavir Stena, the good father, at all times, at all hours. His praise shall continually, itinually be in my mouth. Exiavirin hulgize barkawalo. Miskanawunim zawatir ba'afeno. Nefse ve'egziavihir tikavralech. Garochim masamto desilachual. My soul, nefse, shall make her boast in egziavihir, sustainer of the good father. Nefse ve'egziavihir tikavralech. The humble shall hear thereof, garochim masamto, and be glad. Desilachua. Verse 3. Exiabiharin kenegar talat adargut beandinetim sumun kef kef nadrig. Oh, magnify Ekziavihir, the sustainer of the good father, with I, Kenegar Talat Adragut, Beandinetim, in oneness together, Beandinetim, Simun, his name, Kefkef Nadrig, Enadrig, let us exalt his name together, together. Verse 4, Exiavirinna felegut, malesalinyim, kamakrayim hulgize adaning, adaning. I sought Exiavir, sustainer of the good, the generous Av, the generous father, and he heard me, and he answered me. Exiavirinna felegut, malesalinyim, and delivered me, delivered I from all my fears. Kamekrayim hulu adaneng. Wode ersua krebu. Yabera lachuhu mal. Fitachuhu mayafrim. They looked to him. Verse 5, they looked to him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Ode ersuk rebu, yabaralachu mal, and their faces were not ashamed. Fitachuhum ayafrim. Verse 6, yih chigrenya choche. Exiavirim masamau, kamekrawim hulu adano, adano, adano. This poor man cried, yechigrenya choe. And Exiavir, the sustainer, the good father, the generous Ab, samau, heard him. Kamekrawim hulu adano. And saved him out of all his troubles.
Ye egziavi herra melak bemi feruta sawocha zuria yisefral yad nacho mal. The angel of egziavi herra, sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, the generous father. Ye egziavi herra melak bemi feruta sawocha zuria yisefral yad nacho mal. The angel of the sustainer encamped round about them that fear him, that reverence him. Bemi farut sawoch zuria yisafral, and delivereth, I livereth them. Yad nacho mal. Verse 8. Oh, taste and see that Egziavi Herstein of the good, the generous Av, father is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Egziavi Hercher in the Hone, Kemesu, Ium, Be Ersu, Yemitamen, So, Miskunno. Verse 9. Oh, fear, respect the sustainer, he who be, who he be, ye all his saints, for there's no want, no deficiency, no lack to them that fear, that reverence, that respect him. Ye mi faruta andachin ayatumna kedusan hulu egziavi herinna farut. Reverence, respect the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, ye, y'all, his saints. For there is no want, there's no lack, there's no deficiency to them that reverence him. Yemi farutan dachinna yatumina kedusanu hulu egziavi herin farut. Verse 10. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek Egziavi Herstainer, the good, the generous father, the good Ab, shall not want, shall not lack, shall not be deficient in any good thing, in any good thing, in any good thing. Balat egocha dehayu Tarabu Egziavi Rin Yamiya Falgutagin Kamelkama Negaru Lu Aya Gwedlu. The young lions. The young lions, it's interesting in this verse here, because we went through the Hebraic from the Sefer Tehillim. Here it says the rich, following after more the Septuagint, bringing out the rich become poor. The rich are impoverished. The rich become poor. Balategocha dahayu, dahayu, tarabum. Egziavirinia mifalgutagin, kamelkam negarhulu, aikwadlu. Verse 11. Come, ye children, ye sons, hearken to I will teach you the reverence of Egziavi Her, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, the generous father. Lijoche nu sumuni Egziavi Herinna mefrata satamrachualo. Come, ye sons, ye children, lijoche nu, come my children, lijoche nu, smunye, hearken here, I, egziavi herina mefrata satamrachuhalo, I will teach you the reverence, the respect of the sustainer. Verse 12. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Hewatina yamiya fekid so mano. Begonema zemena lemayet yamiwadid. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see seen good? Hewatina yamifek idaso mano begonima zemin lemayet yamiwadid. Verse 13, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Andevatihina kakufua kalikul kanforochihima shengalan indaya nagaru. Keep thy tongue, the eye tongue, from evil. Andevatihina kakufua kalikul, and thy lips from speaking guile. Kenferochihima shengalan indaina garu. Verse 14, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Kakufua shish melkaminim madrig salamin aisha tekalatim. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Bamarinya, seek peace and pursue her. I'm going to pause right here and zoom in on the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated Constitution and Bylaws established August 25th, 1937. Headquarters, New York, New York. And here in the Article 1, Section 2A, under the aims and objects of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated shall be to promote love and goodwill among Ethiopians at home and abroad, and thereby to maintain the integrity and sovereignty of Ethiopia, to disseminate the ancient Ethiopian culture among its members, to correct abuses, relieve oppression, and carve for ourselves and our posterity a destiny comparable with our idea of perfect manhood and God's purpose in creating us, that we may not only save ourselves from annihilation, but carve for ourselves a place in the sun. In this endeavor, we determine to seek peace and pursue it, for it is the will of God for man. So here in the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated Constitution and Bylaws, Article 1, Section 2A, the last portion of Section 2A, it reads, in this endeavor, we determine to seek peace and pursue it. For it is the will of God. It is the will of Egziaviher, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, for man to seek peace and pursue it. Here in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after order of Melchizedek, here in today's daily psalm, at verse 14, Bamarinya and Amharic, it reads, Kakufu shesh melkaminim adrig salamin isha tekadaratim. Tekatalatim, and pursue her. Salamin, salamin isha. Tekatalatim, Tekatalatim, pursue her. Salamin isha. Tekatalatim. Salamin isha. Tekatalatim. Salamin isha. Tekatalatim. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it and pursue her. Kokufu shesh melkaminim adrig. Salamin isha. Tekatalatim. Verse 15. The eyes of Ekziavihar sustainer, the good father, are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Ye Ekziavihar Ainocho Wodes Adikana Jorochuma Wodechuhetacho Anachuna. The eyes of Ekziavihar are upon the righteous. Ye Ekziavihar Ainocho Wode Tzadikan. And his ears are open to their cry. Jorochum Wode Chuhetacho Nachuina. Verse 16. The face of Ekziavihar is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Metasebiachowina kamidera yatafu yatafazen. Metasebiachowin. Metasebiachowin kamidera yatafazen. Ye egziavihar fita kufuna bemiyadargu laino. The face of Ekziavihar is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Metasebiachowin kamidur yat efazen. Ye Ekziavihar feet kufuna bemiyadargulaino. Verse 17. The righteous cry, and Ekziavihar heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Sadikana chohu Ekziavihrimasimacho ka mekracho wimahulu adanacho adanacho. Sarikana chohu Ekziavihrima samacho kamekracho umahulu adanacho. Verse 18. Ekziavihar, the Lord, the sustainer, is nigh near to them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Ekziavihar levacho lete sebre kurvno men fesacho yete sebrounim yadnacho wal. Ekziavihar, sustainer, good, generous Ab, is nigh, near to them that are of a broken heart. Ekziavihar lebacho lete sabre karbno, and saveth such as be of a contrite, a broken spirit. Men fesacho yete sabro unima yadnacho. Verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Ekziavihar delivereth him out of them all. Yet Sadikan Mekracho Bizuno Ekziavihrima Kohulu Yadnachual. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, yet Sadikan Mekracho Bizuno, but Ekziavihar, the sustainer, delivereth him out of them all. He delivereth them out of them all. Exiabirim kohulu yad nachual. Verse 20. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Exiavia tintochachuino hulu yitabkal ka enarsuma and ayasabrim. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Exiavia keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Exiavia tintochachuin hulu yitabkal. Kanarsum an Isabrim. Verse 21. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Hatiatenyochin kfata ye gedalachual. Sadik an nima yemiat elu ye setal. Evil shall slay the wicked, the righteous, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Chatiaten yochin kufata yigedlachual, sadik anima yemit alu yisetal. Verse 22. The Lord, Egziavir, the sustainer, the good, the generous, Ab, redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Ye bar yawochuna nefs exiavihir yibijal, be'arsuma yemiyamnu hulu ayes etzetum. Exiavihir redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Yabariya wochuna nefs egziavihir yibejal ba'arsum yemiyam nuhulu ayes etzatum.
Let the message shut up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre, and Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised. Cut down like grass,
and they shall be the light. Now scatter, shatter, batter, and flatter. As the smoke is driven away, Jah, drive them away. As the wax is melted, let them be melted, Jah. If you fear, let Jah be free. Daniel, let Jah be free. The Gusana God, let Jah be free. You better let him be free. Let him be free. You better let him be free. I said let him be free. Oh, light.
Ride up a little bit, a little time we have here, a little bit on the Hebrew. That was the Royal Amharic, verse by verse there. Special emphasis on Psalm 34, verse 14, depart from evil and do good, do good, do good. Seek peace and pursue it. And the Royal Amharic is brought out to seek peace and pursue her. But here, writing up the Hebrew, the Meseretawi Kwankwa, the foundational language as Garmawi, Nagus, Nages, and Pearl Magic, Garmawi, Halaslas, he says right here, the version of three in one here on the Praise Jah rhythm, the Sizzler, this rhythm right here, the Hebrew, and we're going to write up a little more on David's madness. Yeah, madness. Interesting reasonment here because when it says he changed his demeanor, how that's brought out in the Hebrew. But first, here, to hear the Hebrew. Yes, sir. Not the far right. Praise ye God.
Mizmor la medaled le David. Eshannoto et ta'amo lifne avimelech. Vaigarashehu vayelach. Avarcha et Adonai bechol et. תמיד תהילתו בפי, ואדוני תתהלל נפשי, ישמעו ענבים וישמחו. גדלו לאדוני איתי, ונרוממה שמו יחדיו. דרשתי את אדוני וענני, ומכל מגורותי הצילני. הביטו אליו ונהרו, ופניהם אל יחפרו. זה אני קרא ואדוני שמע, ומכל צרותיו הושיעו.
חונה מלאך אדוני סביב לרעיו ויחלצם. טעמו וראו כי טוב אדוני, אשרי הגבר יחסה בו. יראו את אדוני קדושיו, כי אין מחסור לרעיו. כפירים רשו ורעבו, ודורשי אדוני לא יחסרו כל טוב. לכו בנים שמעו לי, יראת אדוני אלמדכם. מי האיש החפץ חיים, אוהב ימים לראות טוב? נצור לשונך מרע, ושפתיך מדבר מרמה. צור מרע ועשה טוב, בקש שלום ורודפהו. עיני אדוני אל צדיקים, ואוזניו אל שבעתם. פני אדוני בעושה רע, להחריט מארץ זכרם. צעקו ואדוני שמע, ומכל צרותם יצילם. קרוב אדוני לנשבר לב, ואת דכאי רוח יושיע. רבות רעות צדיק, ומכולם יצילנו אדוני. שומר כל עצמותיו, אחת מהנה לא נשברה. תמוטט רשע רעה, ושונאי צדיק יאשמו. הודה אדוני נפש עבדיו, ולא יאשמו כל החוסים בו.
Abba Gada Ha
Vada Cha
Chaya Kala Manasai Patada Varasha Ha Ha
Yeah, so here we have Psalm 34 according to the royal order. But now we look at the Psalms like chronologically speaking from the first to the 150 and then the outside the number 151. But here at the 34th Psalm, we refer to Psalm 54. So when we're working on Psalm 54 that comes up in the season, we notice a link with Psalm 34, and here the theme of this is like one of the secondary notes of the second section right here, to David's madness, David's madness. So in the first part of the superscription, you'll see where it says, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, where he changed, when he feigned actually, when we study the Hebrew, he feigned madness. So first, David thought, like, what good is all things that the Almighty has created is good, but except for madness. So then Jehovah had to show him that even madness in the divine mind, the divine purpose, has a purpose. And Dawit learned that here, connected with today's daily psalm. So here we link Psalm 56, and then we link forward to today's daily psalm in the Midrash in the study right here.
Hear Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Karmali, Karmali, the Haile Selassie, peace in the Geta of Ethiopia, Moa Anbesa, Zain the Geta Yehuda. So here. Amidrai, Psalm dry, Psalm dry, Psalm dry, Psalm dry, Psalm dry, Psalm dry,
Psalm 34, link to Psalm 56, here, the study.
So here, in today's Psalm, in Mizmor Nun Vav, and Mizmor Non Wow, in Psalm 56, we did the Midrash, but didn't go into the Midrash notes. But here in today's psalm, and this is important because it brings out an earlier psalm that is connected with the same and similar themes and content, and it's important in the study of the Psalms that by the time you come to, say, Psalm 56, this note that appears in Psalm 34 needs to be brought out so that ones can be able to receive the fuller sense of it within an orderly study of the Midrash and in the Rastafari Midrasha, you know, to get a overview and have this here. And this is concerning the second note within the Midrash Tehillim, the study of the Psalms, where it says, "And Achish, Achish, let David go, and did not have him executed." Now this brings out Psalm 56, today Psalm Mizmor Nunvav, Nonwal, "For the one that triumphed upon Yonat Elam Rechokim," or the dove, the silent dove, of them that are Rechokim, Rechok, Rok, Ruk, Rechokim, those that are far. Yonat, Yonat, Jonas, or Yonat, dove, Yonat Elam, Yonat Elam, Yonat Elam, Elam, silent, Yonat, dove, silent dove, Rechokim, in the superscription, in the title. A psalm of David, or more directly, Lidawid Miktam, Lidawid of David Miktam, a Miktam, a Miktam of David, when the Philistines took him in Gath. Be Echoz Oto, Be by way of Echoz, Echoz, to take, Yaz, Echoz, Echoz, Be Echoz Oto, Oto, him, Be Echoz Oto, Philistine, the Philistines, Philistines, begat, be in gat, in Gath. Now, here it says these words are to be read in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. These words, right? Zehu she'amar hakatub, these words are to be read in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. And the first reference is Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 24, then has Daniel chapter 6, verse 28. The first reference, what el, true good, true God, power, is there in heaven or on earth that can do according to thy works and according to thy mighty acts? And Daniel also said, he delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Then now bringing out the opening part that we're going to elaborate here. According to Rav Pinchas, Phinehas, Phineas, David said this, Ha'el, Ha'el, true good, true God, the power did more for me than for all others, and his triumph was greater than all other triumphs. What did Ha'el, Ha'elohim, do for David, for David? When David was waiting upon Achish, Achish's bodyguard, who was a brother of Goliath, the Philistine, brought charges against David, charges against David. But Achish, he said, thy brother stipulated with David, quote, if he prevails against me and smites me, etc., 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 and the stipulation was met, so that thou hast no case whatever against David, against David. And, thus leading up here, and Achish let David go and did not have him executed. So here, we have the second Midrash note, and the Midrash note here points us to the previous Midrash on Psalm 34.1. In the first Perek, the first section, Perek 34.1. So here.
Shema Yisrael. So here, Mizmor Lamedalet, Lamedalet, here in Psalm 34, and the Midrash for Mizmor Lamedalet, we have this right here. So in this psalm, a word is brought forth from Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, Kohelet. Kohelet in the Hebrew, the preacher, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, where it reads, "Everything he hath made beautiful in its time." So it's going to be based on this what we're going to pick up to expand on Achish let David go and did not have David executed. Here, the fuller sense of the note, since it's in the earlier psalm, 34 comes before 56, so by the time we get to 56, we should have a good groundation in 34, all things being done in an orderly and a decent manner. So here, to bring this out, right here, we'll pick up with this section where it says, and another comment on everything he hath made beautiful, itiful in its time, in its Iowa. Here from Kohelet, et hakol asa yafe b'ito, kama et ha'olam natana b'libama, mibli asher loa yimtza ha'adam, et ha'ma'ese asher asa ha'elohim merosh. The Ada Sof, full of verses, he hath made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart, yet so that man cannot find out the work that Ha Elohim, the true God, the power, hath done from the beginning even to the end. Et ha'kol asa yafe v'ito, or et ha'kol asa yafe b'ito. He hath made everything beautiful in its time. Et ha'kol, the all, everything, asa, he made yafe, beautiful. V'ito, b'ito, in its time, in his time. All things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, has made in his world, he has made beautiful. Yafe, konjo, yafe, beautiful. David said, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be he, all that thou, the eye, hast made, thou hast made beautiful. Yet the most beautiful of all thy works is wisdom. Thus, like this, also in saying, here from Psalm 104, Hebraically the 24th verse, how manifold are thy works, O Lord. All those which thou hast made in wisdom. Mahrabu ma'esecha Yahuwah kulam b'chakma asita. How manifold, how nuff, ma, what, rabu, what nuff, what much, what, how manifold, mahrabu. Ma rabu, ma isekha, the I, male works, Yahuwah, O he who be, who he be, kulam, all of them, by way of chakma, wisdom, chokma, asita, the I has made all of them in by way of thy wisdom, by way of wisdom. In wisdom hast thou made them all. Mahrabu ma'isecha Yahuwah kulam bechakma asita. David meant, thou hast made all bechakma, in chakma, in chokma, in wisdom, and hast made well, except for madness. And David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master. What profit is there for the world in madness? What profit for the world is there in madness? When a man goes about the marketplace and rends and rips his garment, and children run after him and mock him, is this beautiful? Is this eitiful? Is this beautiful in thine eyes? HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, answered, raisest thou a cry against madness? Raises the eye a cry against madness? By thy life, thou shalt have need of it. As Solomon said, Kamo Sheomer Shlomo. As Solomon said, even in the Mishle, in the Mashal, in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 13:13. Whoso despiseth a thing shall be taken, yechavel, by it. Baz le davar yechavel lo. Baz le dabar yechabel lo. Also translated as, whoso despises the word, baz le dabar, shall suffer by it. Yechabel lo. Baz le dabar yechabel lo. Or, whoso despises a thing shall be taken, yechavel, taken by it. What does yechavel signify? That in his hour of need, a man will beg to be taken by the very thing he despises. In his hour of need, a man will beg to be taken by the very thing he despises. Therefore, yechabel, here comes from the same sense as yechbol, in the verse, even the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 6, where it reads, no man shall take yechbol, the nether or the upper millstone, the upper milestone to pledge. Lo yechbol rechamim va rachev ki nefesh hua chovel, or lo yechbol rechayim wa rakeb ki nefesh hu chovel. Fuller verse, no man shall take the mill or the upper millstone to pledge, for he taketh a man's life to pledge. Lo yachbol rechayim wa rakeb ki nefesh hu chovel. No man shall take, lo yachbol, no man shall take the nether or the upper millstone to pledge. Moreover, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, thou, speaking to David, to David, thou, the eye, will grieve after and pray for madness and pray for madness before I give thee a touch of it. And David did not tarry, but went to Achish, as Scripture says, even in 1 Shmuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 21, verse 11. And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul, and went to Achish, the king of Gath. Vayakam David vayivrach bayom hahu mipnei Shaul vayavo illa Achisha melekat. And David arose, vayakam David, and fled, vayibrach, and fled, vayibrach, bayom hahu, that day, mipnei Shaul, from the face of Shaul, vayavo, vayabo, vayabo, and went, and he went, il Achish melekat, and went to Achish melekat, went to Achish, the king of Gath. Wayabo il Achish melekat. Hakadosh Baruchu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said, David, goest thou to Achish? Yesterday thou the I didst kill Goliath, and today thou goest to Achish with Goliath's sword in thy hand. Goliath's blood is not yet dry. Goliath's brother, some say Goliath's brother-in-law, is the king's bodyguard. And yet thou goest to Achish, and yet wayabo il Achish melekat. When the Philistines saw David coming on foot, they said to Goliath's brother, behold, David, who killed thy brother Achikah, Goliath, is come to Achish. And they said to Achish, let us kill him who killed our brother. Thereupon Achish replied, was it not in fear battle that David killed your brother? And had your brother killed David, would he not also have killed him in fear battle? And now, is it not true that your brother stipulated to him, to this very man who slew your brother, here, according to 1 Shmuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 9, quote, if he be able to fight with me, then will we be your servants. Im yuchala lehielachem iti, ve'hikani, ve'hayinu alachem alai vadim, ve'imaniya uchala lawua, ve'hiekitiyoa, ve'hietem lanu laevadim, va'evaditem maotanu. Fuller verse, if he be able to fight with me and kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye all be our servants and serve us. So here, Achish said to them what Goliath said, Im yuchala lehi lachem miti, where he can ni, if he be able to fight with me, im yukal lehilachem iti, and kill me, vehikani, then will we
then will we be v'hayinu, v'hayinu, v'hayinu lachem, for y'all, for you all, then we will become v'hayinu lachem la'evadim, then we will become your servants. And so, then they said to Achish, then they replied to Achish, after Achish said this, if so, get up off thy throne, for the kingship belongs to David, to David, to David. They also said, according to the words of 1 Samuel, 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 29, verse 3, is not this David, the servant of Saul, the king of Israel? Hello, Zeh, David, Eved, Shaul, Melek Yisrael. Is not this David? Hello, Zeh, David, the servant of Saul, Eved, Shaul, king of Israel, Melek Yisrael. Hello, Zeh, David, Eved, Shaul, Melek Yisrael. And so, they said, and so are we not to be servants of Saul, of Shaul? Thus, like this, they confounded Achish. They confounded Achish. In that instant, David grew afraid. But he said, according to the words of today's psalm, Mizmor Nun Vav, Mizmor Nun Wow, Here, the Dalet verse, David said, Yom Ira Ani Lecha Ebtach. He said, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Yom Ira, Yom Dei Ira, I afraid. Yom Ira Ani. Ani, I, Elecha, Elecha, to the I, speaking directly to he who be, who he be, Elecha, Ebtach, Elecha, Ebtach, I will put my trust in the I, to the I, Ebtach, 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 I will be confident, be sure in the I, trust in the I, always faithful, always sure. Ani lecha evtach. And he began to beseech Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, the power, and make supplication to him, saying, Ribon shel ha'olamim, master of the universe, universal master, in this hour of need, answer me, answer I. Ha'kadosh, the Holy One, the sanctified, the set apart, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, asked, what dost thou require? David said, give I a touch of that madness that thou hast created. Give me a touch of that madness that thou, the I, hast created. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, replied, did I not say to thee, whoso despiseth a thing shall be taken by it? And now thou, the I, askest for madness. The I askest for madness. Did I not say to the I, baz le davara ye chevelo? Whoso despiseth the word, despiseth a thing, shall be taken by it. Baz lidabar yechabelo. And now the I ask is for madness. Hence, here it is said, here, even in Psalm 34, the connection today's psalm with Psalm 34, a psalm of David, when he changed his demeanor before Abimelech, Mizmor, Mizmor, Lamed, Dalet, Lid David, De shanoto etat almo lifnei avimelech. Psalm 34 of David, when he changed his demeanor before Abimelech. De shanoto etat almo lifnei Abimelech. But was Abimelech the name of the king? Was not Achish, Achish Shemo? Shemo Achish? Was not his name Achish? In this verse, however, Achish is called Abimelech, Abimelech, because he was as righteous as Abimelech. When David heard that the Philistines said, when he heard what they said, when David heard what the Philistines said, he was sore afraid and troubled and said, "Am I then doomed to destruction?" Of this it is said even in 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 13. And David laid up these words in his heart and was sore afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. Vayasem David et ha-devarim ha'ele bi'a levavo vayira moda mipnei Achish melekat. And David laid up these words. Vayasem David, and David laid up and laid up David, David. Vayasem David et ha-debarim ha'ele. Debarim, ha-debarim, the words, ha'ele, the words, these words. Be a lebabo, be in lebabo, in his heart. Be a lebavo, be lebabo. Wayera, wayera, and was so afraid. Wayera, mod mipnei. From the face, Achish, Achish, Melekat, king of Gath. Vayasem Dawita et ha-debarim ha'ele, bi'el baboa vayera mod, mipnei Achish, Melekat. He made himself out to be a madman, by changing his demeanor, as is said even in 1 Samuel chapter 21, next verse, verse 14. And he changed his demeanor before them and feigned himself mad in their hands and scrabbled on the doors of the gate. Ano. Vaishanoa eta et almo be ainehem. Vayayita holela be yadam. Vaitava ala daltota hashar. Vayored riri illa zikano. Illa zikano. And he changed his behavior before them and feigned himself mad in their hands and scrabbled on the doors of the gate and let his spittle fall down upon his beard. Vayishano, and he changed etat ayamo, and he changed his demeanor. Vayishano etat ayamo be'aynehem, in their eyes, be'aynehem. Vayayita holela be'yadam, and feigned himself mad in their hands. Vayayita holela be yadam, and scrabbled on the doors of the gate. Vaitav, vaitau, tav, aleph tav. He made X's, like to make X's, scrabbled. But here, vaitav, aleph tav, the T, the cross, the X sign. Vaitav, vaitau, al. Al daltot, on the doors, hashar, on the doors of the gate, and made X's on the doors of the gate. Vayoreda riri illa zikano,
and let his spittle fall down and fall down. Why you're red and fall down. Riro, riro, riro here, riro. Slika riro. Why you're red, riro, wa illa zikano. Why you're red, riro, wa illa zikano. And let his spittle fall down upon his beard. Why shano etat aemoa be ainehem. Why a yita holela be a yadam. Why itawa alla daltota hashara. Why yoreda riro illa zikano. He wrote on the doors. He wrote on the doors, even the doors of the gate. He wrote on the doors. Vaitav ala daltota hasha'ar. He wrote on the doors saying, Achish melegat. Achish melegat. Achish melegat owes me 100 myrits. And his wife, Ishto, she owes me 50 myrits. Now, the daughter of Achish and her mother were both mad. The daughter of Achish and her mother were both mad. And the two were screaming and carrying on in madness within. While David was screaming and playing at madness without. So Achish said to his servants, according to the words of 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 16, Achish said to his servants, Do I lack madmen? Do I lack madmen and women that ye that y'all have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Chisara mishugaim ani kia hivetem maetze lehishatageya alaya hize yavo ilbeiti. Do I lack madmen? Do I lack madmen? Chisara mishugaim ani. Chisara mishugaim ani. Do I lack madmen? Do I lack madmen? That ye, that y'all, have brought this fellow, Kia, this fellow, to play the madman in my presence. Lehishatagea, alai, shall this fellow come into my house? Hizze yavo el beiti. Shall this fellow come into my house? Chesara mishugaim ani kia heretem etze lehishtagea alai. In that instant, David rejoiced that madness had come to his aid, his help. In that instant, David rejoiced that madness had come to his aid. And in his rejoicing, he composed this acrostic psalm, saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how very good is madness. How very good is madness. Here, according to Psalm 34, verse 1, according to Mizmor Lamei Dalet, the first verse, David said, I will bless Yahuwah, I will bless Jehovah at all times, at all hours. His praise shall itinually, be in my mouth. Evarka et Yahuwah bekol eita tamida tehilato befi. I will bless he who be who he be. Ebarka et Yahuwah at all times, all I was bekol eight. His praise shall continually, always, always, itinually, tamid. His praise, tehilato, his eyes is his praise, tamid, tehilato, befi, in my mouth, be, by way of, on, in, fi, in my mouth, befi. Ebarka et Yahuwah bekol eita. Tami tehilato befi. I will bless Jehovah at all times, both in time of reason and in time of madness. I will bless he who be who he be, his divine majesty. Yahuwah Jehovah. Ebarka et Yahuwah. Bekol eight, at all times, bekol eight, both in Iowa of reason, and in time in Iowa of madness. Therefore, with good cause, at the beginning, the beginning of Genesis, you find it written, even in Bereshith, Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. And Elohim saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good. Vayar Elohim et kol asher asa v'hine tov mod. And Elohim saw, Vayar Elohim, everything, et kol, that asher he made, asa, v'hine tov, and behold, good, me'od, very good, tov, me'od, v'hine tov, me'od. Vayar Elohim et kol asher asa v'hine tov me'od.
Yes, mad. Yes, I, madness. David changed his demeanor. Laila tov. Good evening, good night, and Laila boker tov. Yes, I. Interesting midrash right there. Be well. Yes, I hakadosh baruch hu baruch Hashem. Yes, madras. Yes, I Dawid and madness. It's a time and a purpose for everything. Be wise. Shalom, chavarim. Shalom.